to VLA, net control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. I will now break for any emergency traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, we'll take mobiles wishing to check in at this time. Come now. I will now receive calls from members and guests. Please call KA2VLA.
KA2ZLZ, good evening, Clint.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Clint.
Well, there is a couple in a hurry. We'll go to the top of the list, see what Jack has for us. KA2ZNZ, come in.
Yeah, good evening, Clint. Good evening, Jeff, and everybody else that's listening on the side. Well, we've had kind of a mixed bag today, as probably most places did. We had rain, we had sleet, we had snow. We had a couple inches of snow in the car this morning. Melted rather rapidly, but even so. And what do we have? We're about 36 degrees right now. And they're still predicting a little more of that mix tonight and into tomorrow. But, as we've said before, it's the time of the year for it. And, of course, as I remember from my years of deer hunting, a little snow makes it easier for following tracks and so on. Okay, 7-3 to all, KA2-0-Z.
Good report, Jack. You always have a good report for us. The weather, I think, is about the same we had. Rain last night, a lot of rain. And it hasn't been raining today, I don't think. We'll say 73s, and we'll see what KD2AIT has got for us, Jeff.
Good evening, this is KD2AIT. Well, we're just wrapping up work here for the day, and got to work all weekend. Really like to get out there and hunt, but it's not going to happen. Guess I will get a few minutes to drive up there and drop some stuff off at camp, but that's about it. Hoping to get out there here in the middle of the week. And get out there for a few nights and see what I can dig up. But right now it's not in the cards. We had we took way too much time off here between hunting and family stuff, so got to make it up. That's about all there is to report here. So far, no real snow here. It's just kind of cool out, and we've had the pellet stove running pretty much the entire day. So. All right, we'll turn it back to you, K2VLA. This is KD2AIT.
Good report. Mark and I drove into camp this afternoon just to look at the tracks. And would you believe it? All the way in and out, we never saw a deer track. They weren't moving. There was about an inch to at the most 2 inches of fresh snow, I think, that arrived last night. So there should be something moving. But must be the deer's got another idea. But it seems strange not seeing at least a stray track someplace. But that's deer hunting. They live in the wild and they do what they want. So we'll say 73s and open the net again for more check-ins. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Anybody wants to call? come now, please.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete. It's all yours. I just turned it over to you.
Okay, Quint. I missed the very beginning there, but I heard Jeff. I don't know if anybody else was on. Doing my usual, not what I should be doing, which is winding right down and getting to bed real early so I can get up early and get the Long Lake on time for the Northern New York Amateur Radio Association meeting. But I think it won't be too bad here. Very, very hectic week. Very hectic feels like two or three or four or five or six. They've been trying to prepare for winter a little better than I have the last couple years, and the last couple years really didn't matter much because the amount of time that there was any significant snow here in the valley was not all that much, especially 2 years ago. Supposedly this year is going to be more like a real winter. So, you know, once the snow gets on the ground, I don't care if it's half an inch, but once the snow gets on the ground, and especially if it's a lot of snow, and especially if it's kind of wet, sloppy snow, it's really hard. You know, everything goes up by at least a factor, or at least a hassle factor of five, and then when things really get frozen, if there's something you haven't moved, well, forget it. So, and I'm working around other problems and working around not having my vehicle with a trailer hitch, so I had to go get that to get all the parts from the dismantled snowmobile that I bought and had Bill Payne down at the end of the street take apart for me. He doesn't really work on stuff till after Thanksgiving when he's you know, kind of done with the construction work, but I said, well, can we just, you know, get it over there and off my trailer so I can get wood and whatever. And so we did that, and he called me up. He said, oh, come and get all these parts out of my shop. And he left a message for that, and I must not have been here, and I couldn't get back to him. Anyway, I went over there, and he had it all piled outside, so I decided before we had rain or snow, best move all that into someplace where it wouldn't get wet or, you know, full of snow. And so I had to go get my tractor to do that, and then I was way behind on doing that one, so I got up to where the guy that's got my wood just before dark. And then, well, the guy was out hunting, so his wife and I were talking. I said something about ham radio, and well, we ended up sitting there until it was after dark, and he showed up. And needless to say, the wood didn't get unloaded, and then when I started looking at the wood rack, I said, there's no way, this is just not even safe. I got to rebuild it. And, you know, that's the way things went. So, I just...
That's quite a schedule you got to keep. I don't know how you keep so busy. You say you're taking the boat out. I don't think you're going to put some weather to move the boat, according to the... It's going to be cold. Black River Valley Service, not looking for check-ins. Come now, please.
Monday. I mean, not raining and, you know, whatever. So hopefully, and we have to get dock out, too, which is more, it's more worse than a boat, for sure. It's not too bad, but, and then we have it, we got some floats, so we, it's not like we got to really, you know, wade into the water. But it's a kind of big, heavy wooden dock. We made it fairly wide, you know, so you could kind of sit out on it, And I don't know, maybe that's a good thing, but it makes it heavier. So, anyway, that's the scoop. I wonder, Jeff, if Jeff's still on, I got a question for him. Okay, I think you guys doubled, but I think Jeff was in there. Now, just, probably you don't, but I'm going to... I had a guy call me from Virginia, it's been about a week ago now, looking on my website. I got a list of, you know, refurbished computers. The guy called me, I come to find out he's not a local. And he's looking for a certain computer or certain, you know, processor, whatever, because he's got some controls, Johnson controls or something. And, you know, he's got some program and it won't run on Vista and it won't run on XP Service Pack 3 and he wants a 2.6 gigahertz Pentium 4 and, 512 RAM and a 40 gig hard drive. And I said, well, everything I've got pretty much, if it's been refurbished, it's updated. And boy, you know, I figured I'd have something, but I couldn't find it. And you wouldn't happen to have anything sort of like that around there. It doesn't matter if it's, the hardware should be operational, but I don't care about Windows. I can probably reload that.
Yeah, negative. I don't have anything like that laying around. Once they start getting that old, I either give them away or throw them out. It's one or the other. I just don't have any room for them. So, KD2EIT.
I've got most of the stuff is better than that, and then I've got a few that aren't quite that good, you know, that, and if the guy was local, I'd say, you know, I think it's going to work, because his original specs were kind of funny, because he was reading off this thing, and it said it required a Pentium 3 something, I can't remember what the number was, Pentium 3, at least Windows 2000 Service Pack 4 or XP, but no higher than Service Pack 2. He had like two specs, a Pentium 3 something or a Pentium 4 whatever, and I said, well, there's a vast difference between those two things, and if any Pentium 3 anything would work, then I don't think you need a 2.6 or whatever Pentium 4. And, you know, he obviously doesn't really know, and obviously he wouldn't want to pay for something and have it sent to him, you know, for it not to work. Like I said, if it was local, I'd just say, well, let's take this one and try it. And I do have one. It's like a 1.7 gigahertz Celeron, and I just, you know, scrounged it up as something, and it's an old HP, and I reloaded the, you know, factory reloaded Windows at, I don't think it's even Service Pack 1. It's pretty old, but I'd give the thing to him for, you know, I'd have to get something for it because of the time, but, you know, we're not going to send it to Virginia, that's for sure. KC2WI.
Does anyone have any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Servicemen and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack and Jess and Pete for checking in tonight. And 73 of those who are listening in, this is KA2VLA, and I will be clear.
Cliff, KB2KOJ for Octan. The United County Traffic Emergency Net, Octan currently being held over on the 14517. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
This is N2WPX. Good evening, no traffic.
N2WBX, hi Beth, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. And well. This is KB2KOJ for Octan. KB2KOJ for Octan. I'll make this the final call for. I'll make one more call. Are there any other stations with or without traffic? Nothing else heard. Beth, 73. Take care. Do appreciate it. KB2KOJ is clear. Thanks for checking out. KB2KOJ.